The man known as the Merchant of Death is coming to America. Thailand has extradited alleged Russian arms dealer Victor Boot to face terrorism charges here in the U.S. Washington and Moscow had long been in a tug of war over his legal fate. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the first battle in that war ended today as Thai guards put Victor Boot on a plane for New York.
Victor Boot was picked up in a Drug Enforcement Agency sting operation in Bangkok more than 2 years ago, and U.S. diplomats have been working hard in recent months to get him on U.S. soil. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was furious with the news today about Boot's extradition. I consider this the result of unprecedented political pressure on the judicial system and the government of Thailand, he said in comments carried on Russian television today, adding, this is an example of a glaring injustice. Russia says Victor Boot is just a businessman, and Moscow will protect his rights and follow the case closely. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says Boot's extradition was fully consistent with international law, and he doesn't expect this case to hurt U.S.-Russian ties.
We agree to disagree sometimes. We have tensions that crop up periodically, and we work to manage those. I don't expect that this will have any impact on our relationship.
The Russians may be worried about what Boot might say in open court in the U.S., though, according to Lee Walosky, a New York lawyer and a former White House counterterrorism official.
He clearly has a very deep network in and involving Russia. His aircraft are Russian. His arms, for the most part, that he delivered were Russian. And he relied on a network of Russian official and semi-official sources and operations to really operate his own organization.
There was also a point in the war in Iraq when U.S. officials discovered that Boot's companies were helping U.S. subcontractors deliver supplies in Baghdad. Walosky says Boot ran a logistics operation larger than most nations have and was ready to work with anyone willing to buy, including, he says, the Taliban in Afghanistan.
That's what made him unique, and it's what made him quite dangerous to U.S. interests.
The former Soviet Air Force officer is said to have gotten his start in Africa as the Soviet Union was collapsing. Walosky was on President Clinton's staff when Victor Boot's alleged business dealings first caught U.S. attention.
We discovered at the National Security Council that he was supplying arms to virtually every conflict that President Clinton was trying to resolve in Africa, and he was frequently supplying arms to both sides of those conflicts.
Victor Boot allegedly expanded to other continents, and U.S. officials say he was finally caught when he was offering to sell weapons to DEA agents posing as members of the Colombian rebel group, the FARC. That's expected to be the basis of the court case against him in New York. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.